ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th canto chapter 71 entitled The Lord Travels to Indrastha, text number 20. Ityuktah pratistho duto इत्युक्तः प्रस्थितो दूतो यथावदवद नृपाय इंग्लिश इज बेटर यथावद अवदन नृपान यथावद अवदन नृपान तेपि संदर्शनम् शौरैः तेपि संदर्शनम् शौरैः प्रत्यैक्षन् यन्मुमुक्षवः प्रत्यैक्षन् यन्मुमुक्षवः इत्युक्तः प्रस्थितो दूतो यथावद् अवदन् नृपान् तेपि सन्दर्शनम् शौरैः प्रत्यैक्षन् यन्मुमुक्षवः इत्युक्तः प्रस्थितो धूतो यथावदवदन् नृपान् तेपि सन्दर्शनम् शौरैः प्रत्यैक्षन् यन्मुमुक्षवः। इत्युक्तः प्रस्थितो दूतो तेपि सन्दर्शनम् प्रत्यैक्षन् यन्मुमुक्षवः इत्युक्तः प्रस्थितो दूतो यथावद् अवदन् नृपान् इति सन्दर्शनम् शौरैः। इत्युक्तः प्रस्थितो दूतो यथावद् अवदन् नृपान् तेपि सन्दर्शनम् शौरैः। माताजी
ityuktah prasthito duto yathavad avadan ripan tepi sandarshanam shaurai kshanyan mumukshavah.
Iti does uktah addressed prasthitah departed dutah the messenger yathavat accurately avadat he told nripan the kings te they api and sandarshanam the audience shaurehe of Lord Krishna pratyekshan awaited yat because mumukshavah being eager for liberation. Translation: thus addressed the messenger departed and accurately relayed the Lord's message to the kings. Eager for freedom, they then waited expectantly for their meeting with Lord Krishna. Purport: the great Vaishnava scholar Srila Jiva Goswami comments here that by force of circumstances, the kings began focusing their attention on Lord Krishna alone.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Jaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Dina Bandho Jagan Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Ityuktah prasthito duto yathavad avadan rupan tepi sandarshanam shauraihi pratyekshan janmamukshavah. Thus addressed, the messenger departed and accurately relayed the Lord's message to the kings. Eager for freedom, they then waited expectantly for their meeting with Lord Krishna. So, the situation is like this. Jarasandha, who was a contemporary of Maharaj Yudhishthir, Kamsa, Krishna, was a great ambitious person, and he was demoniac. Why was he demoniac? Because to fulfill that ambition, he was ready to do anything. If it favored for him to adopt dharma to achieve his ambition, he would accept it. But if dharma was unfavorable, he would reject it. Anukulyasya sankalpo pratikulyasya varjanam. He was surrendered to fulfilling his desire. And therefore, anything favorable, accepted, including dharma. And anything unfavorable, rejected, including dharma and Krishna. This is the difference between a demoniac and a divine person, civilization. What is the difference between ambition and greed? Holiness Radhan Swami Maharaj was asked. When it crosses dharma, when ambition crosses dharma, the line of dharma, then it becomes greed. So, and Krishna wanted to establish Yudhishthir Maharaj. Krishna's desire was to establish his own kingdom, dharma samsthapanarthaya. And who can be a better person than Dharmaraj himself? So this was the plot. Actually, in the Sambhavparva, Adiparva, Mahabharata, it is described how actually it was a conspiracy of the whole demons from the whole universe to very systematically conquer, especially the earthly planet. And who is who? Everything is given there. How the Kali Purusha, Duryodhan, the Dwapara Purusha, Shakuni, and Viprachitti, I think, Jarasandha. All of these people were taking birth strategically. Just like the demigods would take birth very strategically to help assist the Lord. So they very, this is an eternal fight. Daivasura Sangram. So, Jarasandha, out of his greed, had actually captured 20,000 kings who would not become subordinate to him. And his plan was to have 1 lakh kings, small and big, so that he can offer them as Narabali sacrifice to Mahabhairava. Like Banasuri was also a devotee. So that he could become the emperor, unrivaled emperor of the whole planet. Imagine 20,000 kings in his kingdom capital called Girivraja. Amazing name. Giri and Vraja, like Govardhan. Beautiful name. Recently we went for Yatra, 5,000 people. Imagine what a massive cooking needed. 5,000 people. This is 20,000. This is every day. These are prisoners. Of course, he would feed them exactly half of their capacity so that they become shriveled up and completely emaciated. Practically no strength. That was the time the kings somehow managed to send a messenger on their behalf to Lord Krishna at Dwarka. Desperately wanting freedom from this imprisonment of this demoniac Jarasandha. So this messenger came. And in the previous chapter, that messenger reads out the message of the kings. And the kings are lamenting. Prithak dhiyaha. He said, very unfortunate. We were simply quarreling among ourselves because of being self-centered. Each one of us was prithakdhiya. Our mind was not united to establish dharma, but simply me and mine. Janasyamo hoyam aham mameti. And because of being absorbed in me and mine, we were so disunited, and therefore this demoniac king Jarasandha captured all of us. We have become completely imprisoned. And we are realizing our mistake, but it is too late. But now a ray of hope has arisen in our heart. Because we hear, we constantly keep hearing, how Krishna, you have killed Kamsa. How you are disposing of these powerful demons. Knowing your activities, knowing your qualities, we are convinced now that only you can actually deliver us. Other than you, there is no hope whatsoever. With this deep conviction and full understanding, the only hope for getting liberated from this imprisonment, they are sending this messenger. And this messenger comes and relates. And when he is relating, simultaneously Narada Muni has come. Before the messenger came, Narada Muni has appeared, and Narada Muni has requested Krishna that Maharaj Yudhishthira wants to do a Rajasuya sacrifice. Rajasuya is done to establish as the emperor of the whole planet. Why he is doing it? He had no interest. Narada Muni went to his palace in Indraprastha. As soon as this beautiful palace built by Maidanav, Narada went there. So Yudhishthira Maharaj casually asked him, how do you find this palace? You travel all over the universe. Have you seen many other palaces like this? Narada smiled and said, I have seen much better palaces. But on this planet, nothing like this. I have gone to Brahma's palace, assembly hall of Brahma. I have gone to Indra's palace, assembly hall. I have gone to Varuna's assembly hall. I have gone to Yamaraj's assembly hall. And all the assembly halls and who all he met there, he starts describing. And while describing the Yamaraj's assembly hall, he said, I met your father Pandu there. Now, Yamaraj's workplace is different. Huh? His assembly hall is different. Yamaraj is one of the great Mahajans. So, he hears about the assembly hall. Now his attention is diverted from assembly hall to his father. Well, excuse me, stop. You said my father is in Yamaraj's assembly hall and not Indra's assembly hall? He's not gone to Swarga? What is he doing there? And he said, he told me actually, personally he told me that you have to perform Rajasuya. Tell my son Yudhishthira to perform Rajasuya. Only then I'll be able to go to Indra's palace, Indra's assembly hall. A desire rose, not because of wanting to be the controller of the universe or controller of the whole planet. He simply wanted to help his father to elevate his position and become happy. But then he said, he was caught in a quandary. Now what to do? Should I do it or not do it? Because it means a lot of things. It's not easy. Narada exactly knows the heart of the Lord. Actually, this was Krishna's plan. And Krishna is inspiring Narada. Because Narada Muni Bajaya Veena, he is like an instrument. Like he carries an instrument. Actually, Narada Muni is Veena in the hand of the Lord. He is simply like a stringed instrument. He speaks, he thinks, and he does only those which is the heart of the Lord. So he created this. He just provoked and went away. His job is done now. And Yudhishthira thinking, Rajasuya, Rajasuya. And he asks, and said, Krishna gives him the whole history. And Krishna comes at the right time. He said, kya hua? Nene, Rajasuya, better. How to perform? Should I perform? What are the pros and cons? And very beautifully Krishna gives the whole history of this planet. Especially if you are an administrator, you should know history. And you should know which history to repeat and which history not to repeat. That's why you read history. Not simply to get 100 out of 100. And repeat, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Puna puna charvita charvana. History is to know what to repeat, what not to repeat. Bhagavatam is full of good history. So it tells actually how Parshuram destroyed the whole Kshatriyas and whatever left out are so called Kshatriyas only. Very few. Amongst them most of these are demon like this and everything. And therefore you must perform. Very nice. And so now Yudhishthira Maharaja sent. Narada has come and given the invitation. He is calling you. Simultaneously this person has come. This messenger from the kings captured by Jarasandha. And they have realized their mistake. Now they are lamenting. But now they are in the clutches of this demoniac king Jarasandha. And they are helpless. And therefore they have sent this letter. He hears and Krishna is confused. Should I go here? The younger Yadus and the warrior Yadus, they are telling, ye Narada kyun kirkira karta hai? Let him keep quiet. We'll go first to kill Jarasandha. Because they are like in their elements. It's like a sportsman, you know, and a really powerful and good sportsman having a wonderful challenge, national or Olympic, or for a pravachan kar to get a good audience. Ruji, aisa kuch matlab nahi hai, 5000 log baithe hain, aap agar kuch bol sakte hai kya? Bol sakte hai? Mujhe samay ki pabandi nahi honi chahiye. So the warriors are itching for war. First let us go. Poor, this messenger is really desperate. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is calling. So he asks Uddhav. Uddhav is a super Brihaspati Shishya. Extremely intelligent, very diplomatic, perfectly understanding the heart of the Lord. And the boy says, you tell me. Because Krishna doesn't want to tell something directly against the warrior and generals and the children of Krishna. So Uddhava perfectly satisfies everyone by saying, no, I think first you should go to Yudhishthira and to fulfill his Rajasuya, you have to defeat all the kings on the whole planet. And therefore, you have to also eliminate Jarasandha. But this time, you have already eliminated 17 times all his warriors except him. Because he would gather everyone and bring. Utility is a principle. Krishna would not kill Jarasandha because he was very influential. He would gather everyone and bring. Right at the doorstep, Krishna would do the needful and say, tu ja vapas. I can't go, you know, I can't go everywhere. You gather everyone, bring, I'll do the needful. 17 times. And 18th time he left. Why? To glorify Bhima. Actually Krishna could have destroyed Jarasandha easily. But he wanted to glorify Bhimsen. Therefore he left something. To Rehavi, Badme. And therefore he kind of ran away. Then, so perfectly this matches, he says, but this time you don't go with an army. There is no use. So much of unnecessary loss of people, soldiers, unnecessary lives will be there. You do one thing. Yourself, go along with Bhima. Like a Brahmana. And he is claims himself to be a highly charitable person. Pretentious. Pretentiously religious. To the fools and rascals who don't know what is dharma, he wants to show off as a highly religious person. Dambho darpo abhimanascha krodha parushyamevacha ajnanam chabhichatasya partha sampadam asurim. The sampada, the wealth, the qualities of demoniac. Dambha, pretentious. Darpa, extremely arrogant. Abhimanascha, you know, thinking highly of themselves. They demand respect, not command respect. And anyone who doesn't, subdue them. Krodha, and if someone does not, very angry, and parushya, harsh speech. These are the qualities that decorate the demoniac. 24 hours a day. So, you go and use, you know, in karate and judo, I think, I don't know. You use the opponent's strength to defeat him. You strategically stand in such a way, and he comes with full force, and you use his force to throw him 27 feet that side. He's coming full force, just like, you know, a bull comes with full force. And you catch him, and with that same force, you don't stop against. But you throw him and strategically stand. So the full force you'll go. And add your own little force also. So use his strategy to defeat him. Ask, beg him. Because he always gives charity. Like Karna. They like to be called Danvir. But alright. Ask him. We beg. Oh, you're begging? Yes. Feels very nice to give some charity. Ask for one-to-one combat. Obviously, he'll ask for Bhima. So, Bhima will ask for one-to-one combat. And look at what Uddhava says. Because you are with him, Bhima will win. Which means, had Krishna not been there, it is doubtful whether even Bhima could have defeated. And it was a fact. Over practically almost like a month they are fighting, morning to evening. No tea break, no lunch break, no dinner break, till you break. Any one of them break. So, it goes on. From say 27 days or something like that. Unless Krishna was there, Bhima also could have. Well, Bhima, Hidimbai killed like that, Bakasuri killed like that. 10,000 elephants power in one hand. Can you imagine? We generally say horsepower, not elephant power. But if 10,000 elephant power was there somewhere and one jerk to this wall, this whole building will collapse. That's the power in his one hand. And with two hands, Bhima is not able to defeat him for 27 days continuously. And Jarasandha is going on. So also Bhima. With your presence, Krishna, he will be able to defeat. Said, all right. And then Bhima goes. Krishna goes with Bhima and then asks for a fight. That's another part. But coming back to the verse. Thus addressed, the messenger departed and accurately relayed the Lord's message to the kings. The kings, eager for freedom, they then waited expectantly for their meeting with Lord Krishna. They are eager, expectant, because they are suffering. Because they have understood the gravity of their situation. They are about to be sacrificed, narrowly, one by one. Just like, you know, a chicken is taken, and I saw in Mayapur, passing through one gully, you know, shop, hut. Like we take a cucumber and peel off the two ends, and you know, like that. You just take a hen like that, and just chop off, and then peel off. I couldn't eat for 3 days, even though it was Mayapur and prasad was served. I just couldn't eat for 3 days. Very difficult for me. Effort, no. This is what he was going to do to 1 lakh kings. They understood what is awaiting them. And therefore, understanding the gravity and knowing the only person who can actually liberate them, who has the power to liberate, they are sending this message. Now, I was doing a seminar on aim of Shastric study. Get into this marathon, it's all about Shastric study. First distribution. 11 months study, 1 month distribution. So in that, one aim of Shastric study is to go deep into a particular verse, try to search for equal parallel situations so that you can get different perspectives to go deeper and see broader into the heart of the verse, by which you understand the heart of the Lord, which is what scriptures are actually meant for. By which you understand the heart of His laws. The Lord has made some laws, nature's law. If you want to know the heart of the law, you have to go to the heart of the lawmaker. And from His lotus mouth has come the scriptures. When you go to the heart of the verse, then you can understand the heart of the Lord, the speaker. And then you can understand the heart of everything, the essence of everything. That is a Vaishnava, Saragrahi. He gets the essence. So, if you want to understand this, go to some parallel situation in different scriptures and try to see something similar anywhere else. Probably there you will get a broader, more deeper understanding of what it is, and most important of all, what's in it for me? What do I learn from this? So I would like to take you to another scripture where practically the same situation, but more deeper elaboration in a very sweet way, I would like to share with you. Prisoners, desperate, hoping for relief. Anyone can guess? Jai Haribolanand. Three times Haribol to Haribolanand. Haribol. He takes Anand in that. Actually, he replied, I'll tell you to another situation where during the time of Srila Haridas Thakur, there was another situation like this. Haridas Thakur appeared in a Muslim family approximately 35 years before Lord Chaitanya. So this incident, Haridas was born in, we went to Bangladesh, it's called Budhan. That area was pointed, there's nothing there, just pointed out, just fields, they pointed out, this is the place he was born. Spontaneously, right from day one in his life, he was attracted to chanting the name of Krishna. He would chant the holy name of Krishna 24 hours. Right from a very early age, he would chant 192 rounds every day, which means 3 lakh names of Krishna every day. Approximately takes about 22 hours. And rest of the time he would do whatever necessary. Rest. So he came from there to Benapole. And in Benapole, Ramachandra Khan sent a prostitute to try to, you know, defame him. But that prostitute became a great devotee. Krishna uses every situation to glorify the Lord and his glorify his devotees. Ramachandra Khan got, you know, like some problems. So he, Haridas Thakur left from there. And then he came to Saptagram at Raghunath Das. Parents' house, and one another Gopal Chakravarti there tried to ridicule him. He eventually ended up having his nose being dropped off because of developing leprosy. And then he came to, Haridas Thakur came to Fulia. Even today, from Mayapur, if you go on the way to Shantipur, this place, this close to Shantipur, this place, Fulia. And at Fulia, Haridas Thakur would reside. He had no residence. He would just stay near the bank of the Ganga, sometimes under the tree, sometimes in some cave. And rest of the time he would be just chanting. So there is a description there of his stay at Fulia. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sabar tahane vada janmila vishwas Fuliyai rahilena prabhu Haridas. When
Haridas Thakur was staying in Phulia, Sobar Tahane Bada Janmila Vishwas. The influence of a devotee is when you are in the presence of such an exalted Paramahamsa Vaishnava, their conviction is infectious. Their faith is infectious. That's why many times we have so many questions. But when we come in front of an exalted personality, all our questions are resolved, at least for the time being. Any questions? No question. Everything is clear. Like daylight, noonday sun. But then you go behind the door, अरे वो प्रश्न पूछना ही भूल गया. उस समय उत्तर मिला लगा मुझे. But just by their influence, even one moment, with this consciousness, if this is our moment, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, lava matra, lava means 1/16 of a second, lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi koi. So when Haridas Thakur would roam around, anyone and everyone could access him. So, there he was. Sabai tahane bada janmila vishwas. Just by seeing Haridas, hearing the holy name from his mouth, their conviction, the faith in yes, Krishna must be existing. Otherwise, how come these foreigners, you know, these hippies, who had no understanding of Vedic culture, no understanding of Krishna, how did they develop such attraction for the holy name, such conviction to go and preach all over the world within such a short time? We are there for 20, 30 years and sachmuch mein Bhagwan hai kya? That is the power of an exalted pure devotee of the Lord. Just by their presence, they can completely transform the heart. That's what Haridas Thakur did to the prostitute. Ganga snana kari niravadhi harinam uccha kari laya bulena sarvasthan. What would Haridas Thakur do? This was his activity. Ganga snana kari. Every day he would just take bath in the Ganga, right across. And niravadhi harinam. 24 hours he would be just, sometimes softly, sometimes mumbling, sometimes loudly. He would be just chanting the holy name. Uccha kari laya bulena sarva. Bulena means he would just wander. Uccha kari laya. Loudly he would chant the holy name. And bulena sarvasthan. You just kind of travel all around. Kazigiya mulukera adhipati sthane kahileko tahana sakala vivarane. Now, in that place, there are two places. You know, during this was, the Mughal rule was there at that time, 500 years ago in Bengal, Nawab Hussain Shah. So, at that time, the administration was in the hand of the local jamindars. Who are powerful jamindar? As long as they pay some amount, they are like landholders, they are administrative heads. But the justice was in the hands of this qazi. They would make rules. Anyone who break this offense, punishment, all this. The justice department was in the hand of this qazi. And when the qazi heard that Haridas Thakur is chanting the holy name, publicly, loudly, fearlessly, and is completely transforming the hearts of everyone. Whoever was simple and innocent, and whoever was pious, they were spontaneously and naturally getting attracted to him. That sent fear in the heart of this qazi. Qazi giya mulu kera adhipati sthane. He went to the king of Bengal at that time, the governor. And he said, Kahilena tana sakala vivarane. And he described in great detail the activities of this Haridas. Yavana hoya kore hindura achar, bhalamate tareani karaho vichar. He said, Yavana hoya, this fellow is born in this wonderful family of ours, and kore hindura achar. And this person is behaving and acting like a Hindu. Bhalamate tare ani kari karaha vichar. death this person has been converted. And that punishment is very strict for a person who is converting and converted. Papiro vachana shuni seho papamati dhari anaila tane ati shighra gati. As soon as this sinful Qazi went, this narrow-minded fanatic person went and complained to the governor seho papamati. In Kannada there is a saying, hagal kaige bevin kai saksh. Karela is going and giving witness in the court and saying that I am sweet. What is the proof? Ask Neem. Hana, my sweet too now. Tere jaisa, no, to be sweet, my be sweet. So, Papiro vachana shuni seho papa mati. He was also a sinful man. Dharyana ilatane atishighragati. He said, capture him immediately and bring that rascal here. Krishna ra prasade haridas mahashay yavane ra kidaye kalero nahi bhay. But Krishna ra prasade haridas mahashay, by the mercy of Krishna mahashay haridas thakur, yavane ra kidaye, are forget about yavana or an ordinary king, a human being, kalero nahi bhay. Even if Yamraj were to come and capture him, as they come here, absolutely fearless. Kalero nahi bhai. Even death personified would have come in front of Haridas. Haridas was so much absorbed in the holy name, he would climb on the head of death and walk out. He was absolutely fearless. Bhajahure mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charana Aravindare. That was the mood of Prahlad, because he was always remembering the Krishna, remembering the beautiful name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Lord. Krishna Krishna boliya chalila sei kshane mulokapati rage dila darshane. Well, come on, immediately agreed, come I'll go. Krishna Krishna boliya chalila sei kshane. He didn't even say, mere ko kyun, usko kyun nahi. He saw Krishna's hand. A devotee of the Lord, within every situation, he sees Krishna's hand. Tattenu kampam sushamikshamano bhunjana evatmakritam vipakam hrid vag vapur bhir vidadha namaste jivet yu muktipade sadayavak. He sees, because Krishna is a supreme controller, supreme proprietor, not a blade of grass. They are convinced. It's an alright. Alright, if Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. So alright Krishna. Manasa Deho Geho Jogi Chumor Arpilum Tuapade. Maro bi Rakho bi Joicha Tohar Nitya Dasa Prati Tuadhika. He saw that alright. Krishna Krishna Boliya Chalila Sekshane Mulokapati Rage Diladar Shane. He stood there. Said, yes, you called me? Haridas Thakurera Shuniya Gaman Harishe Virash Vishada Haila Yata Susajjan. When people of Hulia heard Haridas Thakurera Shunila Gaman, said, ah, the governor has captured him. That means he'll be imprisoned. He will be tortured. He'll be put to death instantly. Harishe Vishada. They were very happy in the association of Haridas. Every day they would get to see his beautiful form. Darshane pavitra karo ei tomar gun. The perfection of life, perfection of our eyes, is to behold such great souls. And the perfection of hearing is to hear them glorify the Lord. So they were so blissful, people in Fulia. And suddenly they heard, we will have no more darshan, we will have no more, we will not be able to hear anymore. Harishe Vishada Haila Yata Susajjan. All those gentlemen who were pious people of Hulia, they felt extremely miserable. Bada bada loko jato ache bandhi gare tar sab hrishta haila shunila antare. But the prisoners inside became very happy. Haridas ko pakad liya, andar la rahe. Who are the prisoners in this rascal Kazi's kingdom? They were all pious people who would loudly demonstrate their own faith. Just like pre-independence time, who were in the prison? Mostly they were freedom fighters. Gandhi was also inside. You call him an ordinary prisoner? So many people went inside. So, bada bada loko jato ache bandhi gare. In that prison house, most of the people there were actually pious people who were forcibly imprisoned by this cruel. Actually, in one place, somewhere I think, and Prabhupada mentions, Kazi was the incarnation of Kamsa. And the Nawab was of Jarasandha. I think Gaur Ganadesh Deepika. I need to confirm this. So, very similar situation. Bada bada loko jato ache bandhi ghare, tar sab hrishta hoila shuniya antare. Deep inside their heart, they were very happy. They didn't express. Achha hua, Haridas bhi andar aaye. No, they didn't express. But they felt intensely happy. Not in a bad way. But they were telling, wow, Haridas is going to come and we are going to get darshan of Haridas. We are going to hear him. Parama Vaishnava Haridas Mahashay Tane Dekhi Bandi Dukkha Hoibe Kakshay. And they were all thinking, Parama Vaishnava Haridas Mahashay. He is a Parama Vaishnava. And he is coming. Tare Dekhi Bandi Dukkha Hoibe Kakshay. The suffering that we are enduring due to this imprisoned life, Hoibe Kakshay, will be vanquished as soon as we behold the beautiful form of Haridas. Because he is a Parama Vaishnava. What a good fortune. What a good fortune for us. Rakshaka lokera sabe sadhana kariya rahilana bandi gana ekadrishti hoiya. This is coming to that similar situation here. Rakshaka lokera sabe. Rakshaka means the guards of the prison house. Rakshaka lokere sabe sadhana kriya. Sadhana means they tried to please them, bribe them, pamper them, glorify them. Tulukitema. Just like Sanatana Goswami did for that guard. Tu to peer hai. You are Sakshat, the holy man. If you release me, the Lord will release you because I am going for Hajj. And it's a fact, he was going to meet Lord Chaitanya. His holy place is the ultimate Hajj. So he was not telling, I'm going to Hajj and if you release me, you'll get back. So, pampering and, you know, glorifying that person. Flattering, basically. So, Rakshaka Lokera Sabe Sadhana Kariya. They started bribing whatever little they had. Or they flattering and glorifying. And they said, Rahilena Bandigana Ekadrishti Hoiya. All of them gathered together. And they were telling, please, 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 allow us to once see Haridas Thakur. Just once. And they were all like Chataka birds, eagerly waiting, looking at the cloud. When will that drop of water come, which will quench our thirst? So in this mood, the prisoners were actually ekadrishti hoya. There was perfect coordination. Sometimes military people march. It looks like, you know, like a wave coming. If you watch a good military parade, similarly, all the eyes were moving simultaneously to that place where Haridas was about to come. Sometimes this happens. We are expecting, you know, during Sunday feast, we are expecting. Every time the door opens, everyone looks there. Maharaji aayenge. So everyone's eyes was going there, the place where Haridas was about to come. It's coming from this side. It's coming from this side.
Haridas Thakuro Aila Sei Sthane Bandi Sabe Dekhi Kripa Drishti Hoila Mone.
Haridas Thakuro Aila Sei Sthane. As soon as Haridas Thakur came there, Bandi Sabe Dekhi Kripa Drishti Hoila Mone. And when Haridas Thakur saw these prisoners, intense
so eager, desperate, taking shelter for relief, looking at this holy personality. When he saw that situation of theirs, kripa drishti hoila mone, ararara. They are so eager, just like you have a lot of water with you, and somebody is thirsty and hungry and about to die, so please give me some water. And you look at him and you have truckload. Naturally, you become, you know, your heart becomes soft, it cries. Bandhi sobe dekhi kripa drishti hoila mone. When Srila Prabhupada, sitting in Vrindavan, when he meditated on the state of affairs all over the world, especially in the Western world, also equally in India because we are following the West, on the order of his Guru, he was feeling so much compassion. So many people, paradukha dukhi, Vaishnava janato tene kahiye je pida paraye janire. Seeing the suffering of the people, Haridas Thakur's heart melted. And especially when they saw, they are so receptive. They want. They are desperate, they are eager. And I have it. By Krishna's mercy, I have. That I can share with them. The holy name, the jewel.
Haridas Thakurera charana dekhiya, rahilena bandigana pranati kariya.
With their whole consciousness, as if their whole consciousness was focused in their eyes. Actually, their whole body became their eyes. With one focus, vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha. With one focus, they were beholding the beautiful form of Haridas Thakur and were fixed their gaze at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Vishnupadaya. At the lotus feet of such a great personality. Knowing that there is hope for us.
Rahilena bandigana pranati kariya.
With great humility, folded palms, their eyes focused, they were beholding. And how was Haridas' form?
Ajanu lambita bhuja kamalanayan sarvamana haramukha chandra anupam.
Ajanu lambita bhuja. It is described there are 32 qualities of a great personality. And one of them is when their hand touch their knees. I see so many of yours is happening. Not while sitting, my dear Prabhus. While standing. Without bending. Of course, go in front of the mirror and look today. Touch and find out. Do some plastic surgery to extend your hand. Not like that. They are born with 32 qualities. Nyagroda Parimandala. This is the sign of Mahaprabhu also. Nilambar Chakravarti, when he saw this beautiful child, he said, oh, all the 32 symptoms of a great soul are there. Nyagroda Parimandala it's called.
Ajanu lambita bhujau kanakavadatau sankirtanai kapitarau kamalayatakshau.
So that's the same thing it is described. Ajanu lambita bhuja. Janu means this, knees. Thigh along with the knees. So, Ajanu lambita bhujo. Can you imagine Mahaprabhu, 6.5 to 7 feet tall, and his hands extending till his knees. And when he would stand amidst people and raise his hands, no wonder in Kashi, when Mahaprabhu went there to take snan in the Ganga, and he raised his hands and told everyone, everyone was mad. Wherever they were, they could see Mahaprabhu. First of all, 7 feet. Plus raise hands touching till if he raises up. And such a beautiful form. Kamala Nayan. Kamalayatakshu. And the perfection of their eyesight. Namo Mahavadanyaya. This was the time when Rupa Goswami composed this prayer. Namo Mahavadanyaya. Krishna Prema Pradaya. You are flooding, my Lord. Flooding the love of Krishna all over. Just by raising your hand, it's just like, you know, when he does like this, it's like waves starting from there, from his heart. So, आजानुलंबित भुज कमल नयन सर्व मनोहर मुख चंद्र अनुपम.
हरिदास ठाकुर वॉज एक्सट्रीमली ब्यूटिफुल टू लुक एट. ही हैड आईज लाइक लोटस पेटल्स ऑलमोस्ट टचिंग हिज ईयर्स. नो वंडर दैट प्रोस्टिट्यूट फेल फॉर हिम. That was the first installment. Later, of course, she heard the holy name and transformation.
Bhakti kare sabhi karilena namaskar, sabar hoila Krishna bhakti ra vikar.
Bhakti kare sabhe karilena namaskar. With great devotion in their heart, they were folding their palms. Sabar hoila Krishna bhakti ra vikar. Just beholding and with a proper attitude when they were actually approaching such a great soul. Sabar hoila Krishna bhakti ra vikar. Within their heart, great devotion for Lord Krishna manifested, and all the vikars, which is produced at the stage of bhava, could be seen in these prisoners.
Tasavara bhakti dekhe Prabhu Haridas, bandi sava dekhitan hoila kripahas.
Tasavara bhakti dekhe Prabhu Haridas. When Prabhu Haridas Thakur saw the state of consciousness that these people were in and the amount of shelter that they were experiencing in beholding a devotee of the Lord and with great hope, bandi sabha dekhi tana haila kripahas, with great pleasure Haridas Thakur started smiling. He started smiling. Actually this smile, there are different types of smile. Some smile is a ridiculing smile. Kar le, dekhta hu kitna karu. Not. One kind of smile. Another smile is when you are very pleased and you pray to Krishna. What? You know, such a wonderful thing. When the person is very happy, satisfied and pleased, and he looks at it and says, very good, very good. So in this way, bandi sava dekhi tana haila kripa has. With great compassion, he started smiling. Please listen to this. This is where we are coming. Haridas gave a benediction to all these people. All the prisoners like this. He says, Thaka thaka ekhano achahayena rupe gupta ashirvad kari hasena kautuke. He said, Thaka thaka. Thaka thaka means, please stay where you are. Ekhano achahayena rupe. May you remain in the same place eternally. They are desperately looking for liberation, freedom from imprisonment life of imprisonment. And it says, thaka thaka ekhano achaho yena rupe. Whichever position you are in, may you remain in that position eternally. I bless you. Gupta ashirvada kari hasena kautuke. In this way, in a very apparently cheating way, he blessed them and he started smiling. With great eagerness, he started smiling.
Na bujhiya tahana se durgeya vachan, bandi sava haila kichu vishadita man.
Na bujhaya tahara se durgeya vachan. It is said, Vaishnavera kriya mudra vigyena bujhaya. Ordinary people cannot understand activities in the world sometimes of a great soul. So, na bujhaye tahana se durgeya vachan. They are hoping for liberation and he says, may you remain where you are. They didn't understand. Bandi sabha hoila kichu vishadita man. They were discouraged. They became very morose. They became very disappointed. Are, ab nikalne ka soch rahe, bolte yahi raho.
तबे पाछे कृपायुक्त हई हरिदास गुप्त आशीर्वाद कहे करिया प्रकाश.
Then he understood, these people have misunderstood. Therefore, युक्त हई हरिदास कृपायुक्त, very compassionate. And he said, please, understand. I have not cursed you. गुप्त आशीर्वाद कहे करिया प्रकाश. He gave the purport. Bhaktivedanta purports. Sometimes a curse. Apparently sometimes a word of a sadhu looks like curse, but actually they are blessing us. Sometimes foolishly, ignorantly, trying to judge everything in a very not understanding the heart of this, but the spirit of the law, but just the letter of the law, we sometimes become discouraged. But actually, a great soul can never wish otherwise for any of us. That's why Prabhupada would sign, you are ever well wisher. If you chastise, it was for their benefit. He would praise, that was for their benefit. He would even sometime, he didn't slap. But if he did also, it was simply for their benefit.
Ami toma savare je koilu ashirvad, tar artha na bujhiya bhavah vishad.
Ami toma savare je koilu ashirvad. Arya, what I have given you is a blessing. Tar artha na bujhiya bhavah vishad. You have not understood and therefore you have become morose.
Manda ashirvad ami kakhana na kari, manadiya sabeiha bujhah vichari.
He says, I never award inauspicious benedictions. Actually, when pure devotees of the Lord, even when they apparently curse someone, their curse is also a benediction, just like Narada cursing Alakuvara and Manigriva. Even apparently a direct curse is also their benediction. So, manda ashirvadami kakhono na kari. I never give inauspicious benedictions. Mano diya sabe iha bhujaha vichari. Please try to understand after contemplating. Now, what does he mean when he say, may you remain in the same position? This is exactly the position of these kings also. He says, this verse is the essence. This is the purport of the state of these kings here in the prison, imprisoned state of Jarasandha's prison house.
Ebe Krishna prati tuma sabakar man. Jeno ache eimata thaku sarvakshan.
He said, Ebe Krishna prati tuma sabakar man. Right now the state of consciousness that you are in, jeno ache, whatever state of consciousness you have right now, eimata thaku sarvakshan. May that consciousness, Krishna consciousness, that's why Mahaprabhu would bless Krishne Matirastu. Krishne Matirastu. May your consciousness be always upon Krishna. So, yena ache eimato thaku sarvakshan. May your state of consciousness remain in that position. I would like to read the purport of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to this particular verse. Very beautiful. Thakur Haridas said to the prisoners, your present state of mind is auspicious for you because you have received the opportunity to cultivate Krishna consciousness by giving up endeavors for material enjoyment. Now you have got an opportunity to become Krishna consciousness by giving up material enjoyment. Therefore, always remain engaged in chanting Krishna's name and in remembering Krishna. If you get freedom from prison life and again indulge in sense gratification, then as a result of associating with wicked persons who are averse to the Lord, you will forget the Supreme Lord. In fact, therefore, Kunti Devi says, Vipadaha santuta shashvat. She understands, I am vulnerable to a comfortable situation. I will go into the comfort zone. I know my Lord. Even though it is extremely materially troublesome to be put in a very embarrassing and miserable situation, but if that is what it takes for me to be in this consciousness, better a life of imprisonment. Because once I come out, I may become casual, I may become lax, I may become comfortable. What is the use of that happiness, external happiness, when internally you are miserable?
As long as the endeavor for material enjoyment is prominent in the living entity, there is no possibility for him to worship Krishna. The goal of material enjoyers is diametrically opposite to Krishna. The conditioned souls who are devoid of devotional service to Krishna are always merged in topics related to their wives and children, which are the center of their enjoyment.
Yan maithuna digrahamedi sukham hitucham. Tuccham, he calls them tuccha. Tuccha means insignificant.
When something is insignificant, and you want to convince people that it is very significant, you need a lot of advertisement. That is why the whole world is so much into advertising business. Why? Because you have to convince. Convince a person in the Iceland sitting in his igloo to actually buy a refrigerator. His whole house is a refrigerator. How can you sell it? You have to convince. Kelvinator or whatever, I don't know. Alvin. It's actually so insignificant. And therefore big propaganda is necessary. And so much hyped up. It's the same thing, puna puna charvita charvanana. Millions of lifetime, 84 lakh species, we have been doing the same thing. Now we are fortunate somehow to have got true happiness. Kevala ananda kanda. This doesn't need to be advertised. But because people are so foolish, we need to advertise. But this advertisement is truth. The other advertisement is false. Bhakti, I think Jayadvait Maharaj one time was here and he was speaking on this verse, Tuchham. And he said he went to America. In America there was a big, huge park. And in the park, there is some special, in the cold region, there is a hot water fountain. And it is advertised like anything. Arey, zindagi mein ek baar kam se kam isko dekhna hi padega. If you have not seen it, you have missed something, man. And hundreds of people, literally thousands, come to see that. In fact, they have made a stadium around that. There's a small hole in the ground from which every hour or something, or every thrice in a day, this water fountain comes. So they have to pay, big amount they have to pay. And the timing is written there. What time it comes? 8 o'clock, 2:30, then 6 o'clock in the evening, or three times. Morning show, matinee show, and first show. And people gather there, camera ready, and everyone sitting excited. Abhi aayega, abhi aayega, abhi aayega. Watch. And suddenly, in India, everywhere you can see, wherever the pipe is broken inside. In fact, much bigger. People take bath, live around that fountain, water fountain. You pay all the way to go there just to see, coughing out a little and boom. Ghar mein chalu karke dekh sakte aap. Such hyped up. ये नहीं किया तो जिंदगी में क्या किया? हाँ, जाना ही पड़ेगा, जाना ही पड़ेगा. But here it is, you know, something so simple. The conditioned souls who are devoid of devotional service are always merged in topics. If by mercy of the Lord a person in this dangerous situation meets a saintly person, his taste for material enjoyment will be turned into taste for service of the Supreme Lord. This is it. We just need to... Actually, the nature of the soul is to become happy. We want everyone to become happy. Krishna wants everyone to become happy. Really happy. Not false happiness. Facade of happiness. But deep inside there is misery. He wants actually everyone to become happy. And therefore, when one gives up cultivation of Krishna consciousness, then his natural material propensities will submerge him in a mire of offenses. There is no in-between, mind you. There is Krishna and there is Maya. You may be the tatastha shakti, but tatastha means either you are here or there. You cannot say, nahi, udhar bhi nahi, aaj thoda main chutti lunga bhi ek hafte ke liye. Sochunga. No. Sochunga means inside this side. It's like a river flowing full speed and you are trying to go against it. If you say, main kuch nahi karunga, sir, baithe rahunga, you will be blown away. You have to struggle even to remain in the same place. What to speak of moving ahead. So the whole civilization in the mode of passion and ignorance, like a river, and you are supposed to be in the mode of goodness. Shuddha sattva to dur ki baat. Pahle kam se kam sattva. It's such a struggle. So, moment you let go, there is no in between. Thoda tum thoda saans lunga, uske baad. Us saans lene ko, antim saans ho jayega. You have to move. I do not mean that you should remain suffering within this prison. But in your present condition, you have the opportunity to constantly chant the holy names of the Lord. Therefore, do not be distressed. The Vaishnavas always bless all living entities with the words, may your devotion to the Supreme Lord be fixed. Krishne Matirastu. I consider this the greatest mercy towards the living entities. Your prison life will soon be finished. Never give up your determination for serving the Supreme Lord in any condition. And in this way, Srila Haridas Thakur explains in the next verses the purport to this particular verse. Recently, we were discussing about vision and mission for our school. But I was thinking, vision and mission individually, collectively for our family, for an institution, for our whole country, for the whole civilization, already given by Lord Chaitanya, especially for Indians. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoilo Jar. Anyone in this land of India or connected with this culture, Manushya Janma, you got a human life. And Bharat, really Bharat means the whole, this planet. Truly speaking, Bharat Bhumi means this planet. 5,000 years ago it was, now it has become, I don't know, that also may go away a little bit here and there. Khalistan was supposed to be separated sometime. One hole would have been remained in the middle somewhere. So other things may keep as a time, but essence, Bharat Bhumi here means understanding this culture. So Bharat Bhumi te Manushya Janma Hoilo Jar, it says we have two things. Janma Sarthaka Kari Kara Para Upakar. Only then we will give up a life of sense enjoyment and take up a life of devotional service. And devotional service means basically two things. Janma Sarthaka Kari Kara Para Upakar. Only two things. Janma Sa Artha. Artha means value. There are four purusharthas. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. But Mahaprabhu has given the Panchama Purushartha, the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prema Pumartho Mahan. Dharma Swanushthita Pumsam Vishvaksena Kathasu Yaha Na Utpadayet Yadiratim Shramaye Vahi Kevalam. Otherwise our life is waste. So whatever we do, in every decision we may take of doing something or another, what we do, where we go, what we want to, you know, how we want to invest our time, energy, effort, money, etc., the consideration should be these two things. Janma Sarthaka. Sarthaka means when at the end of the day we look back and we have developed love for Krishna. Utilizing manasa, deha, geha, everything to develop love for Krishna. And kara para upakar. And basically, and prema means to please Krishna. To love Krishna means to please Krishna. So if you have to summarize, it just means two statements. Pleasing Krishna and giving Krishna. That should be sum and substance of our life's energy. Then, it doesn't matter where we are actually in the same condition. We should realize, actually we are all prisoners. All of us are prisoners. Jarasandha is like Maya. She has captured us and put her, put us inside. Why? Because we had dhya, prathak dhya, maya mugdha. We became bewildered and turned away from Krishna, and therefore we became instantly captured by maya and put in a prison house. The day we came to realize that, hey, this condition is very bad, this is not my natural, we are supposed to be kings. We were living happily. But now we have come here in a very miserable state. And we develop hope in the right place. Only Krishna can deliver us. Mam eva ye prapadyante, mayam etam tarantite. Mam ekam sharanam braja. These are actually only hope. And when we pray, Krishna comes with Bhima. In this situation, Bhima is his representative. Our Bhima is sitting right there on the asana. And Bhima, empowered by Krishna, can only kill Jarasandha. And the punches of Bhima are Srila Prabhupada's books. That is why it is said, these books are like bombs. When you throw a bomb in a city, and you know, everything feels kuch bacha nahi, kuch, anything that was vertical has become horizontal. So now within our heart, actually our heart is also a kingdom of God. The Lord is seated. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto, Ishvara sarvahutanam hriddesher janatishthati. But now because we have turned away, it has become Jarasandha's kingdom. And every time a person picks up a book and reads even one line, you're not the body. It's like a blow on the face of Jarasandha. Body nahi hu. The whole life is centered towards my body and enjoyment. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Ah, no. I thought I was. You have to become Krishna conscious. I was self-conscious. That is why some people run away. They don't like. Actually, they don't like. And the great acharyas are like Uddhava. They tell Krishna, Krishna, Bhim ko bhejo. Akela karke aayega wo. Kaam. And that is how all the acharyas have sent our Bhima. And we just have to actually somehow give this. Actually, we don't understand. It is a fact. I am convinced. Because I am a result of that. That these books, even if that person does not read, but if it stays in the house, some rays come from there. Some special transcendental rays. Much more powerful and influential than the alpha rays, gamma rays, or you know, or the rays of radium, you know, X-rays. They can pierce, but they can't pierce the heart and transform the heart. They have special rays. So somewhere if these books reach, something happens. The proof is sitting in front of you. This is when I was in college. One day I was sitting I had a nice table on which I used to read, and I had a bookshelf. I was crazy about reading books. And one day my brother came and took three small books and he just dropped them. And he said, "Wah, aaj bahut khush hu main." And I looked at them. The titles were Bhakti Vedanta Sandesh, Easy Journey to Other Planets, On the Way to Krishna, and Topmost Yoga System or something. Very small, small, thin books. 1 rupee 50 paisa each. Now it is increased, I don't know. 1 rupee 50 paisa each. He just dropped it. I was thinking, book mein kuch hai. He said, no. Today, a foreign lady smiled at me. He said, I was standing in Shivaji Nagar bus stand in Bangalore. Bangalore, we were in Bangalore. He said, at that time, foreign ladies were not so common, you know. In 1980s or 70s, it was very uncommon. Nobody will come and approach you and sell something. Even that was very, very uncommon. Imagine a foreign lady coming and smiling. Excuse me, would you like to buy? He was completely like, whatever it is, I'll take. And he took it and he said, how much? 4 rupees, 50 paisa. He gave 5 rupees. Change nahi zarurat, rakho. He bought it. He had never, by the way, his name is Radha Krishna. My elder brother's name is Radha Krishna. He never read it. He just came. Bas, he was seeing stars, came and just put the books on my table. Tu pad, main khush. And I picked up the book. And I was crazy about collecting books. And every month, I would just throw down all the books on the floor and pick up each. Just kind of turn them around like this, like that. And then someday I will read. And then I will just clean it and just nicely keep it. Someday I will read. Or sometimes I will read. And suddenly if I get absorbed in something, I'll keep on reading. And I remembered this book on the picture, the bigger outside picture had one big picture of Krishna, this much, with a flute. Side pose, Krishna holding the flute like this. Big chubby cheek Krishna holding a flute like this. And behind I saw this old man, he's also faced so much. Big eyebrows and something yellow sticking on his forehead. I said, no, anyway, whatever it is. Kavi padhunga. Actually, I never read those books. And suddenly I joined. I don't know how I joined. This moment decision took place within just a fraction of a second. And next day, when I went down in the stall, I saw these three books. You see, kahi dekha hua lag raha hai. Yeah, jo saaf karta tha har mahina. Then I saw also same book, Bhaktivedanta Sandesh. 1 rupee 50 paisa. You know, three books. So it's. I was convinced that even if a person is just touches it, rubs it, cleans it, touches it to his forehead, बहुत अच्छा काम कर रहे हो आप लोग, वाह प्रसाद. बहुत अच्छा काम कर रहे हो आप लोग, करो. बहुत अच्छा. मैं सबको बुलाता हूँ, बांटना. मेरे को मत देना. Doesn't matter. That's why one of our devotees, his job was to touch them to their belly. Sometimes they would not touch, but still you touch them to their belly. Book padho book. Nahi, nahi, nahi. And they would go. Shuru ho gaya, was infection ho gaya. Someday it will burst. Someday you will be attracted. So in this way, it's a fact somehow, every statement is like a punch to the ego. It's like a punch to that powerful ego which cannot be defeated by anyone. Jarasandha is so powerful. And he makes you think you are extremely pious. Are Krishna, my dear mala. Amche Krishna ho. Kurukshetra wale na. Malum hai. Aap log padho, bahut acha kaam. Nothing. So it's so thinking that, you know, I know everything. I know what's all that. You people read. Very nice. But actually when they open a word, see a word, every letter, every sentence, it's like gradually, like Bhima, only Jarasandha is killed, that's all. You don't need to change anything, just remove that false ego and put the real ego. Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. That heart becomes the kingdom of God. It becomes Krishna's kingdom. Actually, we realize or not, every time a person takes a book, truly it is like conquering a kingdom. It's actually conquering a kingdom. Because to Krishna, every heart is a kingdom where he resides. But unfortunately, he's been banished. And Maya has captured over. So every time we are giving, we are like Mahaprabhu's army. Going and placing the bomb and... kuch nahi, kuch nahi, kuch nahi. जाने दो, उसको जाने दो, कहीं तो फूटेगा वो. उस समय घर में बाहर से रहेगा तो घर वालों के हृदय फूटेगा, कहीं तो फूटेगा.
किसी का हृदय परिवर्तन होगा, कहीं उस समय आसपास की माया नष्ट होगा। कृष्ण सूर्य समा माया है अंधकार, इज ए फैक्ट। वी डोंट हैव टू डू एनीथिंग, वी डोंट हैव टू एनीथिंग, वी हैव टू गो द बैंड पार्टी अलॉन्ग विथ कृष्ण एंड भीमा, दैट्स ऑल। हु आर वी? नॉट इवन भीमा, वी नॉट इवन कृष्ण, वॉट आर वी? वी आर जस्ट द बैंड पार्टी। जय हो भीमसेन की, जय हो कृष्ण की, जय हो। ए लो पुस्तक लो, वी जस्ट डू दैट। सो इन दिस वे दिस वंडरफुल मिशन, एक्चुअली दिस शुड बी बिकम आवर मिशन, लिविंग विथ एक्सलेंस एंड गिविंग विथ बेनेवोलेंस। जन्म सार्थक करी, यूटिलाइज वॉट एवर फैसिलिटी, ह्यूमन लाइफ इज ए फैट गिफ्ट विथ सम फैसिलिटी एबिलिटी एंड टाइम एट आर डिस्पोजल। सो यूटिलाइजिंग ऑल द फैसिलिटीज, यूटिलाइजिंग ऑल द एबिलिटीज एंड टाइम दैट वी हैव टू परफेक्ट अवर ओन लाइफ बाई प्लीजिंग कृष्णा इन एवरी सिचुएशन इन आवर लाइफ एंड टू गिव कृष्णा, गिविंग कृष्णा टू वन एंड ऑल इन वॉट एवर वे वी कैन अकॉर्डिंग टू आवर एबिलिटी। श्री कृष्ण भगवान की जय। श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी की निथाय। गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि। श्रील प्रभुपाद की। बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन मैराथन की। थैंक यू।
हरे कृष्णा। Hare Krishna, kindly remain seated for some adventurous, enthusing news. Prasad is made enough. Hare Krishna.